All right, Big Rod, man, we got two of the top athletic directors in the country on radio. Yeah, together. Florida State alums. No, not Florida State. Ferris State alums. My brother, KG, Keith Godman, Stephen Public Schools. Ira Chirta down there in Miami Heat land. Representing. How you brothers doing?
Good, man.
Doing good. Doing real good, man. Good to see you, brother.
You see yes. You see Ira had to put on his professional voice, right? He just was clowning with us. Now he's like, no, he was like, "What up? I'm here."
Right. So what is it like down in Miami right now, man? After that loss last night.
You know, it was a tough loss, but everybody's handling it well because remember Miami Heat was not supposed to be there. They were a fifth seed, and powered by Jimmy Butler and some young guys who could really shoot the ball, and a big guy in Bam, they were able to make it all the way to the NBA Finals. But it was really supposed to be the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks, who was the number one seed in the East.
Right. I just laugh when I hear that name, but you're right. So, hey, KG, man, you're a diehard Laker fans, man. Did you see this happening?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I was all the way through when we got AD. I felt that the championship was ours to lose. And, you know, when the season got put on hold and then went to the bubble and then we didn't have Avery Bradley, I thought that would kind of hurt us a little bit. But some other guys stepped up, i.e. Rondo and KCP ended up getting his stuff together. And I saw it coming. I just thought that in the Western Conference Finals, it would have been the two LA teams.
Really?
And, in the Western Conference Finals. But okay. It didn't work out that way. And like Chill said, Miami, I hated to, you know, I was rooting for the Lakers, I was also kind of silently, you know, rooting for the underdog, but I wanted the Lakers to win. But just how hard those guys played and how they played together and the culture that they have, you can't help but respect.
Right.
And sure. I think I was going to add to that real quick, Pete. I think that he hit on a good point when he said culture, because the biggest thing is in basketball, you got to have a culture that's important. And you know who didn't have that culture was the Clippers. And you could see it showed. Because they weren't together. They weren't a team that you could say, man, you know what? This team is connected. And the Miami Heat was connected. And that's why they were able to get as far as they got. Everybody knew their role. Everybody was playing the position. And Jimmy Butler played, you know, at a NBA, all-NBA level. So, but again, the Heat culture to me is what got them to the NBA Finals. And the Clippers did not get there, in my opinion, because their culture wasn't there. You had some guys that, you know, that was doing a lot of talking. You had some guys that didn't necessarily take the regular season that seriously, you know. And all of a sudden, when you get in that bubble, it shows, you know. And that's what happened against some really good teams in the West. But the Clippers should have been there.
Right, right. Let's talk about the bubble. KG, man, were you surprised to see how successful NBA was? No positive tests?
You know what? I wasn't surprised because, you know, I mean, I'm surprised that we haven't done something as a country. Something similar to that, just shut the thing down. And it happened because obviously the NBA did something right because you see COVID didn't follow them to the bubble. And they were there over 100 days and no positive tests. And so that speaks volumes to the protocols and the things that they had in place to prevent any spread of the virus.
Wow. Now, you guys represent two different states. You in Florida. I chill in Florida. You in Michigan. You represent one of the top football programs in the country, hands down, Muskegon Big Reds. And you got a championship underneath your belt in basketball. Chill represent one of the top private schools in the state of Florida and one of the top in the country. I'm coming to you, Chill. What did y'all do to protect your kids from this COVID-19? What have y'all done down there in Miami?
Yeah, we've done a lot of, we've had protocols. I mean, you know, we go through a protocol every single day when our student athletes come to campus, when our students come to campus, and then we go through another protocol when they come for practices. And part of that is obviously the temperature check, but then a screening also we do. And then we also, you know, give them a wristband and let everybody know that they've been checked in. And then we have the, you know, we have our trainers there on staff to make sure everything is going well. So and then we, you know, we have a COVID-19 task force that also manages, you know, this whole process as well. So our coaches have been trained, COVID trained as well. So it's a whole system, probably similar to what they do in Michigan as well there in Muskegon. But this is something that we take very seriously. We just got back to start playing in the last couple of weeks, and it's going well so far. But yeah, I mean, it's a great system we have.
Any positive tests?
No. We've been fortunate. I mean, knock on wood, our student athletes have not had any positive tests. So that's good.
You guys got the cure down there anyway at that school you at. So, KG, what have y'all done, man, in Muskegon, man?
It's similar to what Chill said. You know, we have the protocols in place where we do the temperature checks and the screenings. You know, making sure people wear face masks. Football is a little different. We have the shields. You know, coaches and everybody has to wear the face masks. We have sanitizing breaks where we sanitize the balls and the equipment. Of course, everyone has to bring their own water bottles. There's no drinking out of water fountains or sharing water bottles or anything like that. Really no high fives and those types of things. We also, from a fans' perspective, this week we get to open it up to 1,000 fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh? but 300 go to the away team, 700 goes to the home team, and but still have to practice social distancing and make sure that you wear a mask inside the stadium and just be cautious and follow the protocol. So it's pretty much similar to what Chill has done. And fortunately, as we have not had any COVID positive tests either. So we're knocking on wood, and yes, hopefully we can keep it going. And the main thing is, I think what a lot of people have to realize, and I think this, and I think Chill can probably attest to this. Most of the time, I don't think if kids get it, they're not getting it from the sport. They're getting it what they're doing outside of the sport and who they're around and the people that they're seeing. And so I think inside of our bubble and what we're doing, we're trying to keep everybody safe, and we're testing and screening. If you can't pass the screen, you don't even get to practice. You have to be off until those symptoms leave, or you have to get a COVID test to be or doctor note to be brought back.
All right. You had Coach Jerry Riley, Pastor Riley, said, "Coach Guy, we're letting all these bandwagons people get on, man."
Hey, that's my guy, man. Listen, we talk all the time. And last time I saw him, we talked for about 45 minutes in Walmart parking lot about the Lakers.
let me say this, PA. I do want to say one thing. You know, with LeBron, can we please stop all the people out there who are hating on LeBron? If you think Jordan's better, that's fine, that's cool, and he very well may be, but what LeBron is doing right now is unprecedented. Can we please just for once enjoy him instead of always comparing him to Jordan or Kobe or this person or that person? What LeBron is doing in year 17 is unbelievable. I mean, to play this long and be 35 years old and year 17, still be the best player in the world, to be averaging, you know, nearly a triple double in the finals, to put up numbers that are staggering. I mean, what we've seen, and to have the endurance and the capability to keep it going. Look what Jimmy Butler did a few games ago, and then he came back yesterday. He didn't have the energy to do that. And LeBron is doing that game in and game out. So I mean, at 35 years old. So I mean, and everything I just said about what he's doing on the basketball court, four times in the finals, NBA champion, four-time finals MVP, is unbelievable. And what's even more impressive about LeBron is what he's doing off the court is more impressive than what he's doing on the court. Can we give a clap for that?
Is it a goal?
Voter registration with the schools, with all of that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Is he the GOAT, Chill?
No, I still think Jordan's a better player, but it's really close. And if I was starting a franchise, I would take LeBron. LeBron would be my number one pick over anybody in history if I was starting a franchise. But if you ask me who had did Jordan have a little better career? I think Jordan had a better career because he won 6-for-6 in the finals, and it's hard to ever beat that. But man, what LeBron has done when it's all said and done, he's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's going to be right up there in assists. He's going to be right up there in rebounds. He's going to win more playoff games than anybody in history. I mean, some of the things he's done is just amazing. Again, I'm more impressed with what he's done in the community. Hasn't had any off the court issues. He's been A1 with all the things that he's really done. You know, like I said, the voter stuff, the schools, the how he's helped the community. And one thing I want to say, the last thing I want to say about LeBron, the thing that really impressed me was, I remember when he first came into the league, he put his team together. His team was 4 African American men that called himself the 4 Horsemen. And he met Rich Paul. He put Rich Paul on his agent, and everybody said, "Oh man, he needs to get an established agent. He shouldn't have him. He doesn't know what he's doing." Well, years later, Rich Paul has a bunch of people, and LeBron's moves he's made with his 4 people has been very successful. To have 4 African Americans in those roles be successful, that helps all of us move forward in a lot of different ways.
What do you think, KG? Is he the GOAT?
Well, no, I don't think he's a GOAT. And unfortunately, I think, you know, when you look at Mike and I think there's some other people who are still kind of ahead of him. But I do like him. I'm a Kobe fan. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, I like LeBron. And I really started liking LeBron more. And now he's a part of our family. He came part of the family. So I like him. But there's a lot of people, I think, that should be in that conversation. Like a Kareem, like a Magic, like Kobe. You know, so it's a lot of people should be in that conversation. Now, where I think LeBron is the GOAT is what Chill alluded to a few seconds ago, is that what he stands for as a man. Off the court, I think he's the GOAT. I don't think any other athlete besides, you know, back in the day and Muhammad Ali and those guys and Colin Kaepernick, but today's time, he does not mind taking a stance on something. And we had, I mean, and as great as Michael was, Michael didn't take a stance off the floor. And that's not a shot at Michael. But I think Michael could have changed a lot of things and a lot of lives by just standing up like LeBron is. So when we talk about the GOAT, I will give him that, being the GOAT off the court, an athlete who's standing for something and trying to affect change.
Right. We got a few more comments. Big Rob, I'm coming to you after I read these comments. Brian Briggs, I thank you down in Carolina, said LeBron has been the guy since day one and lived up to it. Ebby Walls, agree, Ira, let Bronny have his moment and give him his respect. That's what he talked about last night. Give me some respect. Michael Anthony Smith down in Houston, Texas said, the Lake Show. Pastor Riley, you tell Coach Guy, I'm still waiting on my big red garments if I'm coming to watch a game. You got a title right there. About to put on that red
I got it. With his name on his seat.
Okay, then. Sean Jackson down in Jacksonville, Florida says, why isn't Kareem not the GOAT? Brian Briggs said, LeBron came from high school, bro, and lived up to the hype. Pastor Rodney Whitlaw down in Atlanta, I'm so proud of Coach Guy and Ira Children. I ref both of them while they were in high school. I'm so proud of both of y'all. Love you both. Keep up the good work. I'll send them that. That's real,
right? Much love. And Kareem should definitely be in the conversation as the GOAT. But you know what? A lot of people didn't get it. You know, a lot of people our age didn't get a chance to see the best Kareem. The best Kareem was not with the Lakers, believe it or not. The best Kareem was with the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, in the early 70s when he led them to the title with a guy named the Big O, Oscar Robertson. So that was really peak Kareem. When you saw him with the Lakers in the late 80s, he was still deadly with the sky hook, but at that time he was past his prime. He was not the same guy he was back in the day with the Bucks. So I will say Kareem should be in that conversation. LeBron, You know, if you want to throw Kobe in there, throw Kobe in there. You know, it's been, you know, Magic, of course, you know, should be in there. It's been a lot of, it's been a lot of great, great players.
Yeah. Hey, Big Rob, go ahead, Big Rob.
Oh, I'm good, but I want to touch on Kareem. Kareem was the man. I mean, a lot of the stuff that he did with the Bucks was back in the day was amazing. Yeah. You know, I know we got to recite, you know, give the new guys they flowers. I understand that. But, right. You know, people be forgetting about the Kareems and all of them, you know, so.
And yeah. He stood up with the honorable.
He has some internet issues. But I think we're still on. So,
yeah, but
who else should be in that
conversation? You know, I think Mike, Kobe, Magic.
I think Kareem should definitely be there.
Yep,
Kareem. I think Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, you said Bill Russell. Yeah, I forgot about him, yeah. But yeah. He should be in that conversation too. I mean, because those guys not only did good on the court, but the things that they were doing, you know, for the time that was going on.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't understand.
All the things that was going on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then go ahead, Coach.
LeBron.
Yeah, Russell Otto.
And the one thing that LeBron that I respect that he's taking advantage of is technology, where he spends $1 million a year at least on his body and upkeep, you know. And
yeah.
The guys like Isaiah and Magic and Jordan, those guys didn't have the luxury to do that because technology is not what it is today. And, you know, LeBron looks like he could play at least 4 or 5 more years at this rate, the way he's playing. I mean, the energy that Chill talked about earlier, I mean, he didn't slow down at all. And when he got a full head of steam, I mean, you better get out of his way. He's still athletic. He's still quick. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's a great basketball player. But right now, as we're talking about GOATs, I can't say he's the GOAT. I mean, but I do think he's up there and he's making a strong case.
Is there anything he can do in the next few years if he keep winning titles? I mean, will you ever change your mind or you just such a Kobe fan no matter what? He'll never.
Well, here's the thing. Reason why it's tough for me, the dynamics are a little different because Mike played with one team, Kobe played with one team, Magic played with one team. They didn't go out and, you know, create super teams. And if there was a super team, people came and played with them. So that, to me, I'm not... I think LeBron's a great player. Please, LeBron.
Hey, all LeBron Twitter people, come get Kobe.
He's a part of our family, so I like him. I'm just saying, this is my opinion only. I have a right for that.
Right.
I think that matters on my score sheet when we talk about staying with one team and not playing with so-called greats, because you got to look at LeBron played with Kyrie. LeBron played with D-Wade, Bosh. Now he's playing with AD. You know, Kobe
played with Shaq.
But this is my point. Kobe stayed with LA for 20 years, didn't move through the good and the bad. He could have went out and got.
He wanted to move, right?
Nah, he tried to force their hand and give him some more players.
Right.
He didn't want to leave. He could have went to Detroit. And, you know, I wish he would have came to Detroit, but he did not. And he stayed true to that. But 20 years in one franchise, and you know they had some bad years with Smush Parker. Right? You know that. I mean, those guys probably weren't better than you and I, Tio.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, he suffered through that, and I think it took some time and life off of his career.
Right.
We thank y'all for hanging out with us. We had a little rain going on and messed up the internet where I'm at, but man, we got to get you guys back on. So proud of y'all. I mean, y'all good friends. Both of y'all went to Ferris State together, right?
Yeah.
No doubt.
So tell me this before we go, who's the better basketball player?
Keith is better basketball. I mean, I was a football guy. I was a football guy. I was my basketball was Friday night, so I could get like 3 or 4 dunks, have a big game, you know what I mean? See some threes, you know. But Keith was a heady point guard, man. I wouldn't watch them because he came out a year before me. I think he came out 93, right? But I wouldn't watch them in the state. I think they went to the state semis or state finals. They were good, but I played college football. He played college basketball. So he give me football. I give him basketball.
So I know you got him in football.
Yeah, football.
I quit football when they tried to put me on defense.
All right. And before we go, can you shout out? Let everybody know what school you at in Miami, man. And then we have KG do his.
Yeah, Gulliver Prep, Miami, Florida. We're the number one 4A football team in the state. By the way, if you guys can play teams out of state, we'd love to play Muskegon. If we get you down here to South Florida, we'd love to bring Muskegon down to Miami.
Oh, my God. That would be a good
matchup. We got a lot of Division I players. I know you guys got a lot of Division I players. That'd be a heck of a matchup.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the state of Michigan ever loosens the restrictions, we can set it up.
I already talked to KG about that, man. KG, let everybody know where you at, bro.
Oh, yeah, Muskegon High School, man, and we're the number one football program in the state of Michigan and number 6 in the country. And we have great athletic program, basketball program as well. And, we're just happy to be here and happy to be with you guys, man.
Right. One last thing, Chia. What's the average income of those kids that go to your school?
I don't know, man. Come on, Pete. I have no idea. You know, Gulliver is a great school, man. It's an independent school, so you know we gotta, it's a great school, man.
chill, stutter.
Hey, how many of those folks?
And you know, I've never lost the words, right?
All right, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Take care, man.
Peace and blessings.
Take care.